I've done extensive research on what's called the metals capturing capacity of different types of foods. I call it the MCC, where I test using a synthetic gastric acid digestion simulator that I built in the lab. I test foods versus contaminants, and I find out how much of the contaminant gets bound to the food and thereby carried out of your digestive tract as insoluble fiber, rather than being absorbed through your intestinal walls and going into your blood. This is a key concept to understand to answer your question. Processed foods have very low capturing capacity because the fibers are typically processed out of them. They're also structurally compromised through processing. They're denatured. In other words,
Which
this
makes them
term,
into unfood.
unfood. So if you eat, let's say, a processed food meal or a beverage that is contaminated with, let's say, 10 parts per million of mercury, you are likely to absorb the vast majority of that mercury through your intestinal walls that goes into your blood, or it could be radioactive cesium-137. Mercury, cesium, lead, cadmium, you name
Whatever it
it.
might be.
Right. But if you are eating a diet of unprocessed fresh foods, this is a whole plant-based diet. It doesn't have to be 100% plants. What we have found is that natural plants, fresh produce, such as strawberries, have very high natural metals capturing capacity. They're able to bind with the metals, mostly through physical processes of absorption and adsorption as well. Some foods have selective ionic affinity to specific metals, such as lead.
Which means they
That they have a chemical reaction that binds up the
bind with
metal.
them,
Yeah, it's chemistry taking place in the acidic environment of your stomach, typically, with your own gastric acid. So strawberries, for example, this is something that I researched. I'm still working on the scientific paper to put this out there. But strawberries will bind with over 90% of your dietary mercury. Strawberries. And the reason this is the case is because strawberries are the only common fruit that has seeds on the outside of the fruit. The seeds being on the outside, how are they grown? How are they produced by the strawberry? Well, there are strands, fibers, that send nutrients to the seeds from the center of the strawberry. The center is where it gets its nutrition. It distributes it through the fibers to the seeds. These fibers, which are transparent practically under a microscope, happen to be very, very tough fibers. They will not be digested by nitric acid in the laboratory. I can take strawberries, I can put them, mix nitric acid, we're talking like 70% nitric acid, very strong oxidizer that would burn the skin right off your hand. It will not digest the fibers in the strawberry. The fibers
That's amazing.
survive human digestion, which is far weaker than nitric acid digestion. I mean, orders of magnitude weaker. The strawberries then will bind to the dietary mercury with these fibers, and that gets pushed out of your system through bowel movements. The mercury is gone, it's out. Never gets pulled into your bloodstream through intestinal walls. So many different types of fruits and vegetables have very interesting affinities to heavy metals, and this is what our research has really uncovered. The only thing that we found better than strawberries, by the way, is chlorella, which is about 98 to 99% efficacy. But chlorella doesn't work for other things such as uranium. Chlorella doesn't absorb much uranium. Spirulina
Spirulina,
does, but not strawberries. So one of the things that I've done in the lab is whether it's radioactive elements such as cesium-137 or customary heavy metals like mercury, arsenic, things that cause cancer. Arsenic is linked to cancer, right? Oh, and by the way, you know what tends to absorb arsenic? Fruit seeds.
Fruit seeds.
Fruit seeds, which is why some fruit seeds contain arsenic naturally. There's arsenic in apple juice. Remember that scare?
I remember that.
Because the apples that when apple plants, apple trees tend to take up arsenic in the soil, which came from the lead arsenate pesticides that we already talked about, they tend to concentrate it in the seeds because the seeds have a natural affinity to arsenic. But if you can get apple seeds, grape seeds, raspberry seeds, blueberry seeds, believe it or not, we've tested all these things. If you can get your hands on these seeds, which by the way are removed from almost all the foods
of course.
That are sold in the grocery store.
Yeah.
If you buy grape jam, you don't want seeds in it.
Right.
If you buy blueberry jelly, you don't want blueberry seeds in it.
And that's where all the good stuff is.
It's the seeds that bind with the dietary arsenic.
Wow.
And transport it out of your body.
Mm.
Yeah, I haven't released that information yet. You're the first person to have this conversation.